Hi there, this is Tony Lifer from the TWBC podcast, thanking you once again for your support. The following are initial reactions to nighttime training prior to LA Night Jam, which takes place tomorrow, which is going to be June the 10th. This was recorded on the night of June the 9th. And these are reactions to the training runs that were conducted by a few of the skiers. So, Valentina Gonzalez, one of the few that actually took a practice poke at the jump and actually went over. How did it feel?
It felt pretty good. I mean, really fast. I guess when it's dark, you just feel fast, but it was good. I'm glad I went over. So, hopefully tomorrow in the finals, if I make it, I can have a big jump.
Do you feel confident having taken that jump? You know, I mean, a lot of people just cut and pass.
Yeah, I mean, I stick to the plan. I wanted to do a single, then one cut and pass, and then one double. So I think I'm pretty confident and I can go for it tomorrow.
Taylor Garcia had a look at the jump, didn't take any, but that was pretty much your plan all along, wasn't it?
Yeah, just get out there, see the way the ramp is lit up, and get my timing ready for tomorrow night.
Okay, you've jumped in a number of scenarios like this before. How is the lighting grid compared to a lot of other places that you've gone to?
It's excellent. This lake's pretty narrow compared to some places we had a night jump at, so the lighting is just perfectly down onto the water. It's going to be a good one.
All right, much like Taylor Garcia, who went out there with the intention of having a look at the jump but not taking any of the attempts. How do you feel you've gone at this point?
It was good. Yeah, everything is set up nice. Just I think I found my spot, and tomorrow hopefully I can take it and we'll see.
Okay, you've jumped in the King of Darkness before, and I mean you've jumped to a number of other venues, Moomba, this site last year. How do you feel this compares?
I mean, the most recent one would be last year here, so everything feels nice. It's always fun to jump at night because everything feels fast, and yeah, I think it will be exciting.
All right, Rich Kruger getting a few compliments, one or two high fives from some of the pro jumpers. That must be a really good feeling, huh?
Yes, it is.
How does it feel jumping out there in the dark? I mean, it's a different situation to jumping in the day, isn't that right?
Yeah, it is, but it's like really fun.
Okay, so what kind of show are you going to give for the folks that will be along the shoreline tomorrow night?
I don't know. I'll just try my hardest. Go the farthest.
Right, Janina, you took a set out there. It didn't go over, but what experience did you find out there?
It all felt pretty good. Like, the ramp was pretty lit up, so I think I found my spot for tomorrow. And, yeah, we'll just see how the prelims go. And then hopefully we'll make it to finals and have a good jump set in the dark.
Did you find that your previous escapades in the dark with night jumping kind of help you out a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. Like, the first time you go and night jump, it's always like super scary, but then the more often you do, the more at ease you are with it. So I just wanted to see how it's going to look like tomorrow, so I went out there and took an easy set and got a perspective, so that was really good. It was fun.
Joel Poland, initial reaction after that first set in the dark.
That was messy, man. That was messy.
Something you can easily clean up for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get a little bit of feeling tomorrow in the day and then bring it to that nighttime set. But yeah, at the moment, feeling a little bit lost out there. Just got to find what I'm looking for.
Okay, so you're looking for a little bit of redemption this time around. You came up short. You're in second in last year's event. Do you think you have what it takes to ascend the podium and stay there?
I mean, I don't know if I got what it takes to win. I would hope so, but just looking for a good jump, you know?
All right, Dorian Llewellyn, just coming off the water. Early reactions?
It wasn't my best set. Today as a whole wasn't my greatest pre-tournament set day. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Tomorrow is where the money is made, so today is just practice. I mean, that's the name, so yeah.
I understand you had vision problems out there, something to do with your visor.
Yeah, I actually never have problems with it fogging up, but right on my last jump, I was just kept trying to get my timing for a double, and it started to fog up a little bit, just enough to where in the tournament I probably still would be fine taking the jump, but just tonight I wasn't going to do it.
But even these jumps looked a lot better than some of the ones you took earlier on today in the bright sunlight.
Every jump that you get, you know, you find your timing a bit more and more. Obviously in the dark it feels really fast, but it's sweet out there. I mean, there's no excuse why we shouldn't jump far tomorrow, but you know, it was fun, and yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, Brandon Shipper dropping bombs out there in the practice for LA Night Jam. You must be pretty stoked.
Dude, very stoked. I'm running on 2 hours of sleep right now, but dude, that adrenaline out there in a night jump setup can just get you going. Let's go.
What do you think you're capable of out there distance-wise?
Based on practice today, I would say 211, 212 is well within reach. So I think that's the plan for tomorrow.
All right, Freddy Krueger, you had three decent looks at the jump. What's your initial reaction?
It feels good. Lights are really good. Boat feels great. I did not have a good practice round, so really was trying to kind of build on that in terms of finding, you know, the place I want to be for tomorrow. Obviously, you know, not only the qualifying rounds, but then obviously going into the finals. I really liked the third jump there, the approach in that. Better timing, you know, that's a jump I feel like I can win with. So, but I can't wait till the third one to get there tomorrow. So I'm gonna have to, you know, come out and be aggressive. But, you know, I think that got me a little bit in trouble on my practice round. Is I was too aggressive on the cuts and wasn't really jumping my way. So I gotta find that blend.
Okay, so does your previous experience at LA Night Jam before help you going forwards?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for sure. You know, Valentina Gonzalez actually made the comment that, you know, I probably had more night jumps, you know, than most of these guys. You know, I've had them in tournaments and, you know, more than these guys have had in their careers. So, you know, for me to go out and be able to cut and pass tonight, make sure I come in tomorrow healthy, I'll rely on that experience. And again, you know, for me, it's, you know, the last 22 feet were on that ramp should be a result of me doing everything else right. So that's what tonight was about.
And that brings to a conclusion this latest episode of the TWBC podcast. Great to have you on board. The LA Night Jam competition will take place on the night of June the 10th after two rounds of qualifying. But until next time, this is Tony Lightfoot saying ciao for now.